Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
This is Jeff Huerta from Vecno Robotics. You're listening to The New Warehouse. My safety tip of the day is when you're walking through a facility as a worker or even as a guest, if you see something on the ground that is trash or garbage, pick it up. It could cause an accident and somebody slipping or chunking out tires of material handling equipment. So safety tip of the day is if you see trash, pick it up or tell somebody about it.
Fulfillment demand continues to skyrocket and outpace available labor. To keep up, warehouse operators are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems. Utilizing Six River Systems' award-winning combination of collaborative robots, artificial intelligence, and operational expertise will make your associates and wall-to-wall fulfillment workflow more efficient. No new infrastructure, no change to warehouse layout, easy to deploy and scale, easy to train and retain associates, all at half the cost of traditional automation. Want to take your fulfillment operation to the next level? Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. That's www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. On today's episode, I am going to be joined by Jeff Huerta. He is the Senior Vice President of Sales at Vecna Robotics, and you may remember Vecna Robotics from previous episodes where we've talked to their CEO, and we've also done a site visit there as well, which you can check out at thenewwarehouse.com. But today, we're going to talk to Jeff about their new line of counterbalance fork truck. I believe the name is the Silverback. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, learn about the new offering, and also kind of why they decided to go in that direction and how some customers are starting to apply that, because it just recently launched, I think, in the beginning of this year. So Jeff's going to kind of give us the lowdown on that and let us know. So Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
We're real good. I'm glad to be here, Kevin.
Yeah, happy to have you on. And as I mentioned, you know, I talked to some Vecna representatives before. We've never connected previously, so I'm happy we can talk here, and happy that we can talk about this new offering. But for those listeners, maybe that are newer, maybe not familiar with Vecna, why don't you give us just a little brief overview of what Vecna is and what kind of solutions you guys provide?
So Vecna, we're a software robotics company. What we do is we take a standard fork truck and make it driverless, or in a lot of senses, that make it fully robotic. So it allows us to move products, pallets, carts throughout a warehouse, mm-hmm. pick it up, drive it a long distance, and drop it off at another destination. So that is Vecna in a short minute, let's say.
All right. And a very, very short minute there. But definitely the right overview to give there. It's definitely what they do. So before we get into, I guess, the new offering, why don't you tell us, I guess, about what the existing offerings were?
Gotcha. Yeah. So kind of dovetailing off of my original statement was, mm-hmm. We have what we call our Oxen series. It's a tugger. It pulls carts. So there's a lot of tuggers in warehousing. Automotive industry, what they call milk runs, delivering product throughout different manufacturing operations. Delivering parts, taking back empty products, boxes, stuff like that. And so we started with the Tugger a couple of years ago. And as you can tell, the name, the Oxen series, you know, pulling, having that animalistic feel to it. And then we moved on to what we call the Pallet Truck, which we is the series name is the Workhorse series, where we can now roll into a pallet, pick it off the ground slightly, drive it a long distance, and drop it off at a destination. So used in distribution, warehousing, consumer goods, manufacturing, picking up and staging aisles or buffer lanes and driving it that long distance and dropping it off.
Very interesting. And yeah, I've seen them both live at the Vecna site, and they're really, really cool to watch. And the technology is pretty amazing. And I'm curious too, you know, the last time I believe I spoke to someone from Vecna was, I talked to Daniel, back at MODEX when we could do that in person. Right. So we actually did talk in person,
different world, right?
Yeah. No mask or anything. So it's pretty crazy. So I'm curious, how have things been for Vecna through the pandemic over the last year?
You know, it's interesting. It's been good in a sense of still getting the word out. We just had to get the word out in a different way. I mean, doing these podcasts and you know, webinars and my philosophy with my team is, you know, we educate people. We need to tell people more about our technology. And we took the WebEx, the Teams approach, and just got more online with our customers, showing the product with videos. We have a live demonstration area where we set up cameras and virtually you're there. Mm-hmm. So we just had to change our business strategy a little bit from getting the word out on our product, but we also changed our philosophy, not just on how we sell the product and how people purchase it. Is, you know, we were really in that CapEx model where we jumped to this, what we call robot as a service model also.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I think it's been interesting to see how, you know, a lot of companies have pivoted, and it's interesting, especially with the robotics companies that I've been talking to, you know, they're in higher demand because, you know, they're trying to reduce touch and proximity to workers and things of that nature. So they've kind of had to, I guess, push their technology a little further to make implementation also safe as well. So,
yeah.
So it's interesting to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess touching on that, you know, why people are even interested in our product is labor shortage, turnover in labor. They are really, you know, even during the pandemic, you know, even if somebody has an inkling of being sick, you know, the first instance is, You need to stay home, and that affects productivity of products moving in logistics buildings and getting essential products out. So we are getting those requests even in the pandemic world of like, hey, how can we get this product in here sooner? Because we really need to balance our labor, because we really find ourselves in some shortages because of struggle to find labor even before the pandemic. And now all the protocols that are fit within the pandemic, it makes it even harder for people to come into work.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, working in a warehouse myself, I've definitely seen that as well. It's been difficult at times to get people to come into work, and then, you know, find people and keep them as well. It's been a pretty interesting time, especially, you know, as there's kind of a contrast too, where there's this increased demand on e-commerce and things of that nature as well.
So. Yeah. I was talking to a customer today, and they do more of like a clothing store and home products. And they were telling me that during the pandemic, they shut down for a month and then they reopened and their business went up like 50%. And they're like, we shut down and we came back, and now we had issues with the labor then, and now our business is skyrocketing, and we got to figure out a way to balance that. And some of it is where there's these simple tasks of moving product throughout the building. Those are things that robots can do and other technologies can do. Now put that pressure on people like us to do that for them, and put the the thinking and where you need to put labor and like quality inspection and things where it makes people think,
yeah,
take that labor and put it there rather than something that's, you know, people don't like that job anyways, doing moving from A to B, B to A all day. Let us do that type of task. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the kind of monotonous work, as well. And I think, you know, from a safety perspective too, you know, you look at the monotonous stuff and people tend to become like complacent and they can,
yeah, complacent is a perfect word.
Yeah. Like zone out, you know, basically doing the same thing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
And that's where accidents happen, right? Like right. If a person's part of that, I can see if I did the same thing over and over, you know, there's the ability to start making mistakes. Mm-hmm. Where with a robot in regards to safety, the safety's always on. It's always thinking, right. You know, safety first from the first time it did that task to the last time it did that task.
Yeah, definitely. I know that, you know, seeing the Vecna robots like live, you know, they'll stop like automatically if you just walk in front of them. I think I even saw, I think it was Daniel at the live event or whatever. He just kind of like walked out in front. It's got like a cool little move there, show off, but yeah.
Yeah. And with our product, you know, we're an AMR, autonomous mobile robot. And the thought of that is we're safe and we're also trying to understand the dynamics in front of us real time. Mm-hmm. So we have the ability to adjust around obstacles real time. Being safe always first is number one, right. But being able to be fluid within the warehouse, because you know how it works. The, you know, material handling driver may accidentally not see it, cut it off, or, you know, there might be coming back to the safety tip of the day, there might be a pallet on the ground or something like that, or a shard of pallet on the ground where we're trying to maneuver around those uncertainties.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's one of the benefits too. You know, we always, I guess, talk about efficiency improvements and, you know, saving on labor and different costs and things of that nature. But, you know, one of the safety aspect is a huge part too, which is, you know, unseen savings, I guess, in a way sometimes. So
yeah, it's always hard to quantify. It's important to everybody, you know, not from the supplier standpoint, but always the end user. You know, they always want to know how does it work and what makes it safe. But it's always hard to quantify, you know, against, you know, the manual labor, you know, savings on the training aspects or near misses and stuff like that. But that's something that, you know, it's inherent with our product that will reduce over time. The more and more people use products like this, you know, it takes that thinking out of it and allows the robot to do the thinking and the safety standpoint.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. A very, very smart product. So I'm curious, let's talk about this new, counterbalance fork truck. So, I guess tell us a little bit about it. And I'm curious too, as the name, So you said you had the Oxen Series Workhorse and now it's the Silverback, right? So
Silverback. Yeah. Yes. So we use animalistic, series names, the Workhorse, the Tugger, Oxen, and now the Silverback. And, you know, Silverback, you know, has that ability, has the strongest strength to weight ratio. It was the philosophy, just that animal itself. So, you know, we're going vertical. We're using what we call a counterbalance like methodology where we are forking into the pallet, have a mast on it, can go vertical, meant for end of line manufacturing would be great, where we're taking off of a conveyor, driving it a long distance, taking it away. Maybe we're taking off of a, you know, food manufacturer and they're palletized the product. We take it off, bring it to the stretch wrapper, it stretch wraps, we take to put away. Maybe there's, you know, long-term, we start stacking product, unstacking product. So it's a good, you know, universal truck that we see where it's, you know, the ability now go more vertical with our product line.
Interesting. So I'm curious, you know, what was the thinking behind that being, so you had the tugger, you have the pallet, mover, and you know, What was the thinking, I guess, behind the counterbalance being the next step in the product line?
Getting us vertical, I think, is important. To racking and being more of like a true fork truck. Pallet quality is an issue in this industry, as you probably know. Not every pallet's the same. Nope. A pallet truck has an inherent issue of rolling into a pallet if it's light, maybe pushing it and things like that. Mm-hmm. Where now, if I can fork into it, pallet quality goes away. Is probably one of them. And then the second thing is being that vertical aspect. People want to take off of conveyors, want to take off of other automation. Mm-hmm. And now we're working with other pieces of automation that aren't necessarily like us, but they want us to work together.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. And I think it does give you a little more versatility as well. And you're not lying there when you say no pallet is created equal, right?
That's true.
So yeah, it's really interesting, and it's cool looking machine as well. Obviously, you guys make some cool stuff, but I'm curious, how are people, and it is recently launched, so I'm curious, what are some of the initial customers using it for, and what type of applications?
Yeah. Manufacturing, automotive are probably one of the big ones. Bringing to a manufacturing line, taking away from a manufacturing line, because it is an elevated aspect to that business where you're putting into automation. Maybe you're putting onto a conveyor. Maybe you're putting onto, another piece of automation. Okay. So those are probably the two biggest ones. And then, coming back to people that have light pallets, that maybe the pallet truck might not be the best option. It gives us the flexibility to say, hey, if we're really concerned about pallet weight and pallet quality, let's use this type of vehicle instead. And it gives that customer that reassurance that, we're not going to have issues with the pallets.
Okay. All right, cool. And how has the reception to it been?
Great. When you release a new product, and this is just business in general, it creates interest. Just like, hey, maybe this could work. Mm-hmm. And it's part of my team's job to just educate, coming back to the education process, like, what is the right solution for you, Mr. Customer? Yeah. And sometimes they have interest in this, the new vehicle, because it's brand new. Yeah. But even a tugger might be the best option, or a pallet truck might be the best option. So it has helped drive us in the market a little bit, but it's not necessarily always the silver bullet for the application.
Oh, gotcha. Silver bullet, silver back. I see what you did.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you mentioned there, it's the first step in getting elevated a little bit, right? So is that a little foreshadowing to what might be?
You never know. For Vecna? We always are developing. Uh-huh. A lot of our engineering time and people are spent on development.
Yeah.
We're gonna work in. Vecna is going to work in probably all aspects of warehousing when it comes to, forklifts and try to work in that area.
Right.
It's going to come in time, but, this is the beginning, let's say, of that thought process.
Okay. Gotcha. So I see what you're saying there. So very cool stuff. I'm curious, as a senior vice president of sales for Vecna, how did you get into, selling robots?
It's interesting. So I personally came from the sensor world. I've been a part of, I was selling sensors for a variety of different sensor companies, probably 10 years or so.
Okay.
And then, got into robotics, because if you think about it, if you understand sensors and how they relate to our robotic technology, it's all sensing. If you understand the perception of different types of sensors. So that's kind of what drove me into this market, and it was cutting edge. So I've been a part of the robotic industry for almost 5 years now. Okay. Now I'm starting to date myself a little bit, but the sensor industry really drove my decision to say, hey, instead of being part of a component, let me be part of the solution.
Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. You started on the sensor side, as you just mentioned. It's a part of the component that's going into the solution, right? So I guess as you kind of maybe started your career, you know, working with sensors and things of that nature. I mean, did you ever think that robotics would be where it is now? Or what did you think about the kind of growth of that?
Yeah, it's interesting. So when I started, let's say that's like early 2000, end of arm robotics was huge, right? Mm-hmm. Like it was, that was, everyone was looking into it, you know, six axis robots and stuff like that. Yeah. And now, my friends in the six axis robot world probably won't like what I'm going to say, but it's starting to get commoditized, right? Everyone, there's a lot of different players. Mm-hmm. And, but that kind of was like my first taste of robotics. It was, and that was really cutting edge. Now, 20 years later, it's really easy to use a six axis robot. You can use it in different ways. Ironically, I was just seeing somebody using it for rehabbing a person's leg where the robot would help pick it up. Really? And it was made by one of a big robot manufacturer and an arm robot manufacturer. Hmm. So coming back to your original question, am I surprised as far as it's getting along? You know, I'm always thinking like we can be further along. I'm the one that wants to stretch the industry. Okay. I think I'm to the point where like, hey, this technology is going to be on our roads. Why isn't it in our warehouses to an extent?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, self-driving cars and what we do in warehousing kind of parallel fairly close. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty close on the road end. And I don't have to worry about weather like they do. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, we're making strides, and I feel like we're going to be making more and more strides over these shortcoming years.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting perspective. I'm always curious, you know, kind of, I guess, what people thought, because being in the warehousing space as well, it's really interesting to see how the technology has kind of rapidly gained, like just in the last few years.
And it's interesting over the, let's just say, the 5 years I've been a part of it. Mm. You know, showing customers, and you get as we educate people, you get the oohs and ahs, and we still get that, right? Like people are like, man, this is cool what you do. Mm-hmm. But now it's not the first time they've seen it. Maybe 5 years ago, it was like the first time they saw it. Now it's becoming set in more of that reality. And, as the kids from college are coming out and they're helping us develop and push the market, you know, as I show young students our technology, they're not surprised. They're like, yeah, this is what this should be. I personally have a 9 and a 10-year-old kid, and, they've seen me do this over the years. They're like, we should be doing more with it. So I think as our youth gets older, the technology will grow even faster.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting point there. And, I like that your 9 and 10-year-olds are like, yeah, we expect this already.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's just part of the world.
Yeah. So I mean, talking about the future, you know, what do you think, not necessarily on a Vecna side of things, but where do you think the industry goes in terms of robotics technology in the next like 5-10 years? Where do you think it's going to go? Do you think we're going to go like fully automated, or do you think there's still going to be this collaborative effort? What's your perspective?
I think collaboration is always needed. People are needed in warehousing. I always come back to the quality inspection. There's always something there that's these oddballs that people are going to need to be a part of. I think it's collaboration, and then robots interoperability is big with us at Vecna. Mm-hmm. So, our robots working with other robots working, harmoniously together, I think is really a long-term future. Interoperability between different types of functional robots will help grow the industry overall. So that's a big push from Daniel, our CEO's standpoint. And I believe in it, because if we all kind of silo our technology, it's not going to help the market overall.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And I know Daniel's a big advocate with that, with mass robotics and all that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah. So it's really cool to see that as well. I've talked about it on the show before, the collaborativeness of not only, you know, collaboration within the warehouse using cobots and things of that nature, but also the collaborativeness among many of the robotics companies as well is really important, like you said, to kind of push the technology forward. And I think you're kind of seeing that in the last year or so, like really these collaborations coming out. I know that was like a huge thing at MODEX, you know, 1 week before shutdown. It was like so many different companies are collaborating together now just to make their technologies really, really robust and I guess more accessible too, which is always a great thing. So really, really interesting points here. And it was really good to hear about the new Silverback, the new counterbalance fork truck. How can people find out more information about Vecna and more information about the Silverback?
Great question. So please visit our website, vecnarobotics.com. That's V as in Victor, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple. vecnarobotics.com. Visit our website. Reach out to us there. We'd love to educate you. That's our job, is educating our customers.
All right, great. And we'll put those links on thenewwarehouse.com as well. So, Jeff, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.